Story time with Romy. The Billy Goat's Gruff. Once upon a time, in a faraway land, there lived three billy goats. The billy goats were brothers, and their last name was Gruff.
Who's Gruff?
We're the Gruff brothers. Gruff is their name. They lived on a farm in the shadow of a mountain.
Who's this, Betty?
This is Beanie, this is Bertie, and this is the eldest. What's his name? I forgot his name. Biffer.
Biffer. Okay,
let me read.
Who's this name?
Beanie.
Beanie.
Bertie. Biffer.
Biffer.
Beanie was the youngest. He was small and skinny, always hungry. Watch out! And always in trouble. Bertie was a middle brother. He was crazy about sports. Biffer was the oldest. He was big and strong and looked after his brothers. Stop fighting, you two. Yeah, whatever. One winter, there was very little food on the farm. Because there's no food on the farm. I'm so hungry.
Why he's angry?
Because he's eating clot. I'm only eating a piece of hay today, moaned Beanie. Fibber, said Bertie. You ate two socks and a shirt from the clothesline. Biffer was worried. I think it's time we made a move.
Who's Biffer?
Biffer's the eldest one.
And Beanie and the buddy and the...
He's angry with Beanie because he's eating the shirt. Because Beanie's so hungry. We'll starve if we stay here, said Biffer. Where will we go? Asked Beanie. To the juicy fields over the hills, Biffer replied. There's plenty of food there. We just have to cross a rushing river. Bertie looked terrified. We can't go over the river, he cried. That's where the terrible troll lives.
I don't want to go into the
woods. He'll eat us up. He's got eyes like saucers and a nose as long as a poker. Don't be silly, Biffer said. There's no such thing as trolls. That's farmyard talk. Just think of the juicy fields. The billy goats Gruff spent a week preparing for their trip. Biffer found an old map to show them the way. A goat's guide to the countryside. There's the juicy fields, there's the mountains, there's the hills, there's a bridge where the troll lives, there's a rushing river, there's the dark forest, there's a farm.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are there
scary monsters under?
La.
Then?
No scary monsters there.
Stop it, let me read. Then Beanie and Bertie had to learn to climb up hills. Beanie was better at coming down. Ooh. But after a few days, they were both excellent climbers. He's rolling down. Look at me, so off. Finally, the brothers had to pack for their journey. See, Biffer made a list. Things we need. Map, compass, hay, water, ball. At last, they were ready to leave. Good luck. Bye, Beanie. Don't forget us. A chick and a piglet wanted to go too, but the older animals shook their heads.
And a piglet wanted.
They also wanted to go with them. Let's hope they make it past the bridge, they muttered. Bertie and Beanie were dreaming of the juicy fields as they left the farm. The dark forest loomed ahead. I'm not sure I want to go in there, said Beanie. We'll be fine, said Biffer, as long as we stick together. Suddenly, what?
Kayondu pidikattadu.
Meaning? What? Oh, they have to walk on four legs. They're not like us. They're animals. Suddenly, a thick mist swirled around them. I can hardly see my feet.
Why he run away?
He's scared. Beanie shivered. I don't like this forest, he said. It's spooky.
Stop it.
What is it?
Woo!
It's spooky. Do you think there might be ghosts here? Yes, said Bertie with a grin. Lots of ghosts, and more than anything, ghosts like scary little billy goats. Woo! Ah! That's enough, Bertie, said Biffer sternly. Stop scaring Beanie. The billy goats walked in silence. Biffa, said Beanie after a while.
I-J-S.
That's not J, that's T. It's
T A G L H O S.
D H O S T, ghost.
Help! It's a ghost from a restaurant!
Wait, don't get ahead of yourself. The billy goats walked on in silence. Biffa, said Beanie after a while. Yes, Beanie. I think someone's following us. Listen. The billy goat stopped to listen and heard a thumping sound. It grew louder. Look, shrieked Beanie. A strange shape was coming down the path and it was heading straight for them. It's a ghost, cried Beanie. Run, run for your lives. Before Biffa could stop them.
Wait.
Before Biffa could stop them, Beanie and Bertie had raced off down the path. We got to stick together. Come back, Biffa shouted. It can't be a ghost. It's a... Biffa waited as a shape appeared from the mist. It's just a rabbit, he said. I'm not just a rabbit, said the rabbit. I'm a rare breed of tall, lob-eared rabbit, and my name is Buffy. I'm Biffa. Nice to meet you, said Biffa. But I must find my brothers before they get lost. Where are you going? Buffy asked. To the juicy fields, Biffa called as he ran after his brothers.
Why he don't scare him?
Because he's not scary. Watch out for the troll, Buffy shouted after him. But
Who's Buffy?
Buffy is the rabbit.
No, nobody in the bridge, in the pool, not but in
the... He's saying there's a troll, so watch out for the troll, Buffy shouted after him. But Biffa had already gone. Oh dear, no one's ever made it past the troll, said the rabbit. Hello, anyone there?
What's his name?
Bertie. Meanwhile, Bertie was wandering alone through the forest, totally lost. Beanie had been luckier. He had found the path that ran...
Miss Beanie?
Here. He found the path...
Why did he go and why is he so hungry?
Both of them got lost. They ran away. So he
why
went
he
another
ran
way.
Away?
They thought it was a ghost instead of Buffy. Beanie had been luckier. He had found the path that ran straight through the forest.
And where's Beanie?
Beanie's here.
No, where's bigger and strong?
Biffa's coming. Biffa's coming. Wait. I can't wait to get
I'm
to the...
Different.
He's coming, Rumi. Wait. I can't wait to get to the juicy fields, Beanie thought as he trotted along. Before long, he came to the bridge over the rushing river. Next to the bridge was a big wooden sign. Warning, goats beware. I wish I could read, thought Beanie.
I don't do like that.
Warning, goats beware. His hooves went clippity-clop, clippity-clop over the bridge. But as he reached the middle of the river, a large muddy hand smashed through the wooden planks and grabbed his leg. Help! Who is that clippity-clopping over my bridge? Roared a terrible voice. I'm coming to gobble you up. Let go! Beanie's eyes bulged with terror. There, poking his head through the bridge, was a fat and warty troll. Please don't eat me, cried Beanie. My big brother will be crossing soon. He's much bigger and tastier than me. I'm sure you'd rather eat him. I think I can wait a little longer for my dinner, said the troll. Now scram! Shaking with fear, Beanie wobbled off the bridge and hid in some bushes. I hope Bertie can save himself, he thought. Bertie arrived soon after and trotted onto the bridge, bouncing his bonk. Clappity-clop, bonk. Clappity-clop, bonk.
Nanny, please.
Who's that bouncing over my bridge, bellowed the troll. Oh no, Bertie gulped. I didn't think trolls were real, he said. I'm real and I'm hungry, said the troll, and I'm coming to gobble you up. But I don't want to be dinner. You'll make a tasty meal, he added, a nice fresh billy goat. Yup, yum. Stop, cried Bertie, thinking quickly. You can't eat me. My big brother's coming behind me. He's much fatter. What big teeth you have. Humph, said the troll, pausing mid-pounce. I'll wait for the fattest one then. It better be juicy. I'm getting hungrier. At last, Biffa came out of the forest. He soon spotted his brothers on the other side of the river and raced to the bank. Beanie and Bertie leaped out of the bushes, waving their hooves wildly. "Don't go over the bridge, Biffa! Troll! Troll!" "Stop, Biffa!" they cried. "Stop! There's a troll under the bridge!" But it was too late. Biffa was already crossing.
"Why does it look like that?"
He is waiting for Biffa to pounce on him. His heavy hooves went clunkety-clop, clunkety-clop, and the bridge strained under his weight. By this time, the troll was starving. "Who's that stomping over my bridge?" he roared. "I'm going to gobble you up." But Biffa wasn't scared. "I'm an enormous billy goat," he said, "and I'm ready for a fight." Biffa... Biffa bounced the troll into the air, then with a toss of his horns, he backed him into the rushing river.
S-P-L-S-L-A-S-H.
Splash! The troll sank under the water and was never seen again. Beanie and Bertie couldn't believe it. "You're the best, Biffa," they cried. Just then, a stream of animals came out of the forest and skipped over the bridge. "Where are you going?" Biffa asked the rabbit. "To the juicy field," she replied. "We've been trapped in the forest for years because of the troll."
"Who's Biffa?"
"Now, Biffa's the eldest one."
"Where's the biggest rabbit?"
"Now, thanks to you, we're free. I hope there'll be enough food." "He's coming, he's behind, he's coming." So that's the end.